Get you some of our best bets before we wrap up here in a few moments on BetMGMU alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network every Friday night and Saturday morning, always available in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts, especially right there inside that Odyssey app. And of course, on YouTube, just search for the BetMGM network. You can watch the show there as well. Let's first take a peek at some updated Heisman numbers. We're a week barely into the season, but very quickly, some of these numbers adjusted. Arch Manning obviously was the favorite coming into week one, John, at 6-1. He drops all the way to 16-1. We've got John Mateer climbing up the board to the same number. You got Cade Klubnik dropping from 9-1 to 14-1 at BetMGM. You still got Garrett Nussmeier up there right around 8-9-1, depending on where you find it. Probably one of the biggest jumps, though, Lenore Sellers from 14-1 to 9-1. We were talking about this, Zach and I, just a little bit during the break, and Sellers has a potential now just from 1 week. It seems like he's absolutely put his draft stock on a rocket, and it's taken off into the stratosphere. But can he keep this up the rest of the season, especially once he starts to go against SEC defenses?
Oh, I thought that was for RJ. Oh,
I thought that was for you.
Oh, well, look at us.
We'll fake it, baby. Let's go. Yeah,
we're both trying to finish the lob here. There's no question about that. But yeah, listen, I think Mateer is definitely a guy that has already shown, you know, at multiple different spots that, you know, he can do the job. I mean, at Washington State, and granted, just a steroid infused offense. But he's sort of bringing that over, to Oklahoma. So I think he's going to be in the mix, you know, that dual threat, obviously, every single week. Nussmeier, that offense, I mean, there will be, you know, better weeks for him, I think, from a number standpoint. We know that's going to be, you know, the objective there is to throw the ball and keep it in the air. I mean, I think Lenore Sellers is the guy that has the runway, though, just because he's going to have multiple paths to score a touchdown every single week, you know, run touchdown, passing touchdown. Like, it just feels like they're going to run stuff for him in the red zone. I think it's basically a dead heat here between Nussmeier and Sellers at this point. But I do think, you know, Sellers is a guy that's going to be there in the end. I think he's probably in my view, I would probably make him the favorite just because of, you know, how much the offense is going to depend on him. But yeah, I think there's still definitely some value here at second in the market. 9-1 feels like a good bet to me.
There's definitely value there. You know, Mateer is a guy that's probably going to have a really good opportunity to win this thing. They're going to be a good team. They got a good defense, and now they got a quarterback. And that's what they didn't have last year. They were a tough watch at Oklahoma. Oklahoma was a tough team to watch last year. And now they've got themselves a quarterback. And I think that's going to be really, really big. And they could be a team that finds themselves in the playoff. I think if you're going to look at Sellers versus Mateer, I think a lot of it's going to come down to maybe who gets into the postseason. I think Nussmeier is going to be in New York. I think he's going to be there. Whether or not they give it to him, you know, who knows. But, like, I think right now, like, if you were looking at it, like, you would say, yeah, right, Sellers probably might be the favorite for the Heisman, but Nussmeier might be the favorite for the number one pick.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. I definitely think that October 11th game in Baton Rouge could go a long way to deciding that when they play each other, the Gamecocks and the Tigers down at LSU. I told someone this the other night after LSU's win over Clemson. I said, look at the rest of that schedule. Tell me now, especially after seeing the way Alabama played week one, where the hiccups are on that schedule. I know I mentioned South Carolina coming in. And yes, they do get Florida next week, depending on how much we believe in DJ Lagway and the Gators. And yeah, they get A&M, but that's also at home. Late in the year, they do have to wrap up at Norman against the Sooners. But there's just not a lot of spots on this schedule, John, where I go, oh, that's a blow-up game. All of a sudden, once they got through that opening game and Brian Kelly got over the opening jinx, LSU all of a sudden stacks up real nice, not just for a playoff, but a deep run into the playoff. And Nussmeier, if he's the quarterback on the best team, I think, like Choppy said, he's not only in New York, he's definitely got the inside lane right now for good reason.
No doubt. And I think, you know, the SEC by and large this year is kind of down. I mean, I just don't know, you know, how many truly great teams are in it. I mean, how many playoff teams do we really think there are in the SEC? Like Ole Miss? I don't know. I doubt it. Florida? I doubt it. South Carolina? We'll see. I wasn't really super convinced by them in that game against Virginia Tech. They broke it open because of special teams and things like that. But Alabama? No. A&M? No. I mean, they really did a you know, service to LSU by, you know, they don't have to play Texas until, you know, what would be, I guess, the SEC championship game in this scenario. So, or Georgia, whoever it is, they don't play Georgia either. So, yeah, I mean, I think they definitely have the setup here. I mean, the best team they play the rest of the way, I guess you would say, is South Carolina, but that game's at home. And I think a competent quarterback is going to be able to move the ball. So, I mean, I do. I think LSU is going to be in the picture. And if that is the case, then yes, Nussmeier is going to be. And that's why he's the favorite, right? He's the favorite because in large part due to that schedule.
Go ahead.
This is a strange year for the conference. I think there's legitimate 8 playoff teams that could make a case to be in the playoff. I don't think there's any elite teams, though. I don't think they have a true title contender. But I think 8 teams, and I don't think Alabama's one of the 8. But I think there are 8, maybe 9, depending on what you think about Auburn. There are 8 or 9 teams that could look there and say, hey, we have a legitimate chance to make the playoff. Make the playoff, not win it, but make it. You know, like I could see LSU make it. Obviously, Georgia. I could see Texas make it. A&M, Ole Miss, Florida, Auburn, South Carolina.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's say 8 or 9 teams I legitimately could see making this playoff. But, again, I don't think any of them can win it. I guess maybe Georgia could win the whole thing. You know, they got a loaded team. I just don't know that I trust Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah, that's a fair one. And I will say this about Sellers specifically and South Carolina. You know, you look down – again, I don't want to make too much of the schedule because we overbake the schedule in the off season and especially in the early weeks of the season. But they have got murderer's row in October, man. Like, they got a bye week to open the month, and then it's a trip I mentioned already to Baton Rouge. Then it's Oklahoma, granted at home. And then it's Alabama. We'll see what the Tide look like at that point. And then they wrap up with games against Texas A&M and Clemson sandwiched around Coastal Carolina. The back half of their schedule is brutal. So if I'm betting Sellers, I'm probably waiting. I mean, the number's going to get shorter between now and then, but it might come back out. And I think if you believe in South Carolina – you want to get to October. You really do. Assuming they don't trip up against Vandy or Missouri, I think they're going to look good going into October. You're just going to find out a whole lot about them, John, in that month of October, South Carolina.
Yeah, and you know, I do think Beamer's done a really good job there, but I know they felt like they had a qualm about, you know, not making the playoff last year. But, I think now we're at a point with them where, you know, it's high leverage and it's not just a free swing for him anymore. And I'm just not really convinced. Like, you just kind of have to do it. Again, that's not the easiest job in the world there. But you got to go out there and you got to do it. And again, he's got the tools. He's got the tools with Lenore Sellers at the helm. So yeah, October will be a big month. And you know, if they can do it, then you know, I think all bets are off for them this year.
Look, I hope they lose every game. They cheated and beat us and knocked us out of the 2022 Final Four. So I hope they lose every game.
At least you're not taking it personal.
At least I forgot about it. I'm over it, clearly.
Right.
Me and Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton don't talk about that at all.
No, not at all. No matter where the action is, there's nothing like getting in the game with college football and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost token in your BetMGM app to boost your potential payout from any winning college football parlay. I'll throw one out there. We already talked about the under in Iowa State at 42.5. We already talked about Ole Miss. If they're laying less than 10, less than double digits at Kentucky, Kentucky's a disaster. Ole Miss may not be the borderline playoff team they were a year ago, but still, I'll take that one. And then Texas Tech against Kent State. I think they're favored by 48 and the total is 59.5. All I'm asking for is just a couple field goals from Kent State because I think the Red Raiders do the rest on their own. But that would be my parlay if I was looking to use that parlay boost token. John, do you have one?
Yes, I do. It's going to be a lot of fun. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go. We're going to. These are all games that nobody wants to watch. Okay. That's my specialty.
Even better.
Yeah. UTSA Moneyline against Texas State. Hey. This is the battle for Choppy. All right.
Yeah. That's a revenge game from last year.
It is. That's right. Mississippi State plus 6.5 at home against Arizona State. Duke plus 3 at home against Illinois. And then Memphis, final leg, Memphis under the number in the game. It's going to vary, but I think 57, 58 is around what that's at.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a four-legger for you. That's a dog. That's a dog parlay. Dog. Four legs.
Yeah, unless, baby.
Unless it's a dog with three legs, in which case, you know, it's not a four-legger anymore.
I am going to break all my rules. I never bet favorites. I'm doing a four-team favorite parlay. OU minus 5.5, SMU minus 2.5, Ole Miss minus 9.5, and K-State minus 17 against Army. Army just lost to Tarleton State, who's an FCS team. They lost at home. Lost at home.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was brutal.
That's a bad loss. Bad loss.
I'm going to try and predict which one of the four legs breaks your heart. And I'm going to go with SMU. Yeah. I think SMU breaks it up for you. I think that's the one that when we get together again, you're going to go, oh, damn it. Why did I put that in there?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. I know it. I know it. It's going to happen. But I'm going to ride with John's. I'm going to use John's too. I would have used yours, but I didn't write it down.
It's the dog parlay because it's got four legs.
So use that parlay.
I really got Choppy over there going, man. I got
there. We go. Let's do it.
That's a real hoop for Choppy.
Use that parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app and get on out there and make it a weekend. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again next week, and we'll see who wildly disappoints us in week two or if everything goes exactly as we expect it to. I'm guessing it probably won't. For our producer, Zach Krall, for John Martin, for RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.